Reporter Brianna Sachs covers climate disasters for The Post, which means for her, this past week has been jarring.
Yes, it's been, it feels like a year. I was in Maui for the devastating wildfires there that, as of now, have killed about 115 people, which is the deadliest wildfire in recent U.S. history. And then I'm getting text messages from friends in California that this other fire is popping up in Northern California. It was like looking really, really bad. And I'm flying home, and then there's this hurricane that's casually supposed to be coming to California, which has never happened. And luckily it went into a tropical storm, but we were all bracing for a massive water event, which we're not really set up to handle. And then we had an earthquake on top of everything else.
When Brianna got home to Los Angeles and she saw all the rain, there was one person she wanted to call right away.
Well, hi, Patrick.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Oh, well, I feel like I've gotten a little glimpse into your world with the disaster beat living in Death Valley lately.
I immediately thought of my source, Patrick Donnelly, because we had connected earlier this month to talk about the York Fire, which is still California's largest fire this season at 90,000 acres. And that fire went through a lot of the Mojave National Preserve. And what happens after a fire goes through land like that is it creates a burn scar. And a flash flood can happen immediately in a burn scar. So I wanted to see if Patrick had experienced that close to where he had been working, and also if his community was okay. You guys have had quite the summer. I think last time we talked, it was about a fire, and now you have a flood. So are the locusts coming next, or what do you think?
We actually had a good crop of locusts earlier this year, grasshoppers, after the wet winter. Yeah, I mean, we've just had one thing after another. We've had the wettest year in recorded history in the desert. We had the hottest July in recorded history. And then just 2 days ago, Death Valley had its wettest day in recorded history. So we're ping-ponging around from one extreme to the next.